Supreme Leader's Speech to Basijis. The following is the full text of the speech delivered on November 28, 2011 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution, to a group of Basijis from different parts of the country. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings upon our Master, Muhammad, and upon his immaculate household. Especially the one remaining with Allah on earth. I am grateful to Allah the Exalted who gave me the opportunity to attend this glorious and excellent meeting. I would like to ask the brothers and sisters who are standing around the square to sit down so that we can have a discussion. Today has coincided with the first day of the month of Muharram. The identity and nature of Basij are in harmony with the identity of Muharram and Ashura. Basij is proud of being a follower of the school of Ashura. Of course, Ashura is the peak of self-sacrifice. The issue of Ashura and what happened to Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam and his loyal companions have been identified in the entire history and the entire world with self-sacrifice and selfless efforts in the way of God and for a divine cause. But the issue of Ashura is not limited to this. Yes, self-sacrifice and martyrdom are the most prominent and significant aspects of Ashura. But there are also other truths in Ashura. From the beginning of the movement in Medina, the seeds of knowledge and insight were sowed. This is one of the characteristics of the event that happened on Ashura. If a people lack insight, different things will not help them improve their conditions and solve their problems. Therefore, purity, identifying the opportunities, sowing the seeds of a growing historical movement, these are among the important characteristics of Ashura. The event did not end on the noon of Ashura. In fact, a movement started in history from the noon of Ashura, a movement whose scope is still widening and expanding, and it will continue expanding in the future as well. Imam Husayn alayhi salam brought whatever he had into the arena in order to promote the word of God and save mankind. These are some of the characteristics that one can identify in the event that happened on Ashura. Basij is following the same path. It is continuing the same movement. It is pursuing the same goals. It is using the same tools and means. Basij is from among the people, and it was established for the sake of the people. It was established in order to further the great movement of a Mujahid nation. Basij is present in defense, science, art, construction of the country, politics, culture, helping oppressed and helpless people, production, technology, furthering different affairs of the country, sports, international arenas, and all the righteous actions. This is the movement of Basij, a popular movement for the people, in the hearts of the people, from among the people, from among different social classes, from among men and women, young and old, from different professions. That is to say, an organization was established which was Hezbollah in that real sense of the word. Basij is political in nature, but it is not intoxicated by political and partisan activities. Basij is a Mujahid organization, but it is not without discipline. It is not radical. Basij is deeply pious and religious, but it is not rigid and superstitious. Basij is insightful, but it is not self-centered. Basij is inclusive, and I have recommended maximum inclusion, but it will not compromise principles. Basij is brave. It is the guardian of principles. Basij is a supporter of science, but it is not intoxicated with science. Basij enjoys Islamic characteristics, and it is not hypocritical. Basij is involved in improving the world, but it does not have materialistic tendencies. And this is a culture. The Basiji culture includes the knowledge, methods, and behaviors which can give rise to great things that guarantee the permanent Islamic movement of a nation on a straight path. This is a school of thought, and it is not just an abstract concept. It has a manifestation in the real world. The movement of Basij changed the destiny of Iran, and it even went beyond changing the destiny of Iran. From the first day, Basijis continued their activities in different revolutionary arenas before and after the revolution, and their movement became permanent. It became a model. It went down in the history in the name of the Iranian nation. Today, the youth of New York and California are repeating the slogans of the people of Egypt and Tunisia. They are inspired by these nations and they do not deny this. And the youth of Egypt and Tunisia were inspired by Hezbollah, Hamas, and Islamic Jihad. And they did not hide this. Basijis, who were deployed by a magnanimous imam, started this inspiration in the modern world. Everybody learned how to defeat the icons of materialistic power from our imams Basijis and from our disabled war veterans, soldiers and selfless people. They learned how to break idols in the name of God. They learned how to stand firm and how to resist. Today, the existence, movement and goals of Basijis make us familiar with these truths. By relying on this culture, these teachings and the spirit, the Islamic Revolution and the revolutionary Iranian nation managed to accomplish many things which were considered impossible, and this movement will continue. The hostility of the enemies cannot affect this. Of course, the enemy will continue its hostility. We must not have any doubts in this regard. In fact, an enemy should not be expected to behave otherwise. However, when we consider the great movement of the Iranian nation from the beginning of the revolution to the present day, we see that there is a clear path. The Iranian nation is moving forward. It is moving towards the peak. It continues overcoming different challenges in different arenas. And the enemies are forced to back down in this confrontation. With this movement, the Iranian nation will definitely achieve victory. Today, Islamic movements and uprisings are being witnessed throughout Islamic and Arab regions. This is exactly what has been expected since 30 years ago by those who were familiar with the nature of the revolution. And in anticipation of such a thing, the enemies of the revolution were trembling with fear for 30 years. They lived in fear of the events that have already happened today. Those who were hatching plots against the Islamic revolution predicted such events and they happened. These events will continue and they will not stop. Today, Muslim people have risen up in the Arab region. They have become aware. They have awakened. The enemies cannot suppress them. They cannot change their path. The movement has already started and it has affected the conditions of the world. The movements that you see today in the Western world, in America and in Europe, are indicative of great changes that the world will witness in the future. We are not surprised by the response of the enemies. We are not surprised by the threats they make, the sanctions they impose, and what the arrogant countries have been doing against the Islamic Republic during this time. They know that the Islamic Republic was the source of this movement. They know that it is the resistance of the Iranian nation that has managed to promote the idea in the region that it is possible to stand up against the power of the arrogant powers. The arrogant powers have always resolved their problems through intimidation. They intimidate nations and their leaders. When this technique is revealed and when nations realize that the power of the arrogant countries is superficial and not genuine, the arrogant powers will lose this weapon. And this is what has happened today. Therefore, they are angry and they pressure the Islamic Republic. Of course, they wrongly accuse the Islamic Republic of having started these movements. This is a baseless accusation. There is no need for such actions. The Islamic Republic has been inspirational because of its permanence, resistance, and sincerity on this path. And the Iranian nation proved that it is sincere on this path. This inspiration is still there. Nations have awakened and they have found their path. And the enemies are continuing their hostility. Of course, these hostilities create certain challenges. The Iranian nation is used to confronting such challenges. By Allah's favor, we will overcome all the challenges that the enemies create and we will achieve victory. Allah the Exalted has preordained the establishment of brilliant Islamic truths in the world. and he has also preordained victory of the Iranian nation and ultimately for the Islamic Ummah. I hope Allah the Exalted will bless all our people, our Basijis, and all our youth and government officials with the opportunity to continue this path. Everybody should know that they are responsible in these areas. All our government officials and people should know this. The people are present in the arena. The people are completely prepared in different areas, and our government officials should appreciate our people and their preparedness. Our government officials should carry out their responsibilities in the three branches of government in the best possible way so that our nation can move forward in a coherent way. Undoubtedly, these Islamic movements around the world of Islam are permanent and progressive movements. Nations are awakening one after the other. The puppets of the arrogant powers will leave the scene one after the other, and by Allah's favor, the power and glory of Islam will increase on a daily basis. Dear God, help us be worthy of these great blessings. Make us be thankful for these great blessings. Dear God, enlighten our hearts with the light of your love and knowledge, and with the love and knowledge of your saints. Make us benefit from the prayers of the Imam of the age. May our souls be sacrificed for his sake. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.